Talk Live. Toll-free number for you tonight, 855-453. The live Saturday edition is what we're doing. We being me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. The first hour, we were talking about the apocalypse, or at least what some people believe will be some kind of world-changing or world-ending apocalyptic event on the 21st, approximately 2 weeks, or just under 2 weeks from today. You know, you're still welcome to comment on that. Maybe you are a believer in one of these theories that some planet is going to crash into the Earth, or something else dramatic is going to occur, something horrible, something, you know, death that will involve a lot of people dying or people being picked up by aliens. There's a variety of theories out there. Of course, there's one Mayan guy that was interviewed by The Telegraph who said that, you know, this is all these people are freaking out for nothing. He basically said that they don't understand what's going on. His actual quote, the 21st is for giving thanks and gratitude, and the 22nd welcomes the new cycle, a new dawn. So what will really happen? You're welcome to talk about that or bring up anything that you want. In fact, that's what Dave did at the end of the last hour from California. He brought up Pearl Harbor because he felt as though it didn't get the coverage it deserved on the mainstream media yesterday. And it's worth mentioning, you know, Pearl Harbor was a pretty important event in the past for this country. And I think one of the most important things that people need to know about it was totally avoidable. Meaning that the government guys, the FDR, I believe, you know, he basically goaded the Japanese into doing that. He wanted them to strike, so he would have a reason to get into the Second World War.
Historians do seem to agree that that Roosevelt was elated when Pearl Harbor was attacked. I mean, that is what I have heard generally the case.
Well, and I noticed on your computer you had pulled up the McCollum memo.
Yep.
Which is, what is it, an 8-point memo?
It's an 8-point action plan that was sort of circulated a year before Pearl Harbor that, as I've heard, was most certainly seen by FDR, but McCullough didn't actually meet him. It was, you know, his army officer. And, you know,
it was 8 points on how to goad the Japanese into attacking, correct?
And many of these things were done.
Yeah. So one of the most important was the blockade against the Japanese, the economic blockade that prevented them from getting access to oil.
Specifically from U.S. oil.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where the stuff was coming from at the time. And, you know, to some extent, aid to the Chinese who they were fighting against. And, you know, this is how wars fight start. You pick a side, and that doesn't take too much from
there. Had America remained...
There were atrocities going on, though. The Japanese, what they were doing to the Chinese was atrocious.
No doubt. But had America remained neutral, which was the desire of many of the founding fathers.
The campaign promise of Roosevelt also.
And the campaign promise of Woodrow Wilson before him, who also got us into war.
And that's really, you can't even look at World War II without looking at the consequences of World War I.
Sure.
Of the United States getting involved, swinging the, you know, there at the end of the war, swinging the chances of winning towards the Allies and against the Central Powers at that point. And that really changed things and made it so the Treaty of Versailles was lopsided, and the Treaty of Versailles made it so that Hitler could rise to power.
Mm-hmm. So it's all very interesting, and that's the part of the story that you wouldn't have been told. Had the mainstream media even talked about Pearl Harbor, and Dave's concern was that they hadn't even mentioned it, you would not be told about the McCollum memo. You would not be told about how FDR wanted the war to happen. So had the United States remained neutral as it was supposed to by the wishes of the founding fathers, who many of whom did not even want a standing military because they knew what kind of power that lent the government, what kind of control that would end up leading to, the suggestion being that if you have a standing military, the government's going to use it to do war things. And we totally could have avoided that whole World War II thing. Totally could have. It's tragic.
In a way
that people don't realize. Like, it would have been tragic. It would have been tragic had it just been an attack out of nowhere. But it's even worse when you know that they wanted it to happen. The government guys planned for that.
Well, you know, I planned for it is kind of pushing it maybe a little bit. They certainly wanted it, and they worked towards it, I believe. I mean, you know, the McCollum memo really sort of makes that clear.
Yeah.
And I can see that. There are lots of people on down the ladder that certainly didn't want it, but the guys, you know, near the top, they wanted war. And, I mean, how do you get to be a great president without a war? How do you get to, you know, spread
your
influence?
They're the ones that are remembered. You're right.
And look, the plan worked. The United States was on top of the heap when that war was over. There was, you know, nary a shot fired, very, very little action in the Western Hemisphere. Most of the action went on in the other industrialized nations, and they were all destroyed. The United States was able to usurp the top position at that point.
Well, you say the plan worked as though it was worth it or something like that. I know you don't mean that.
Their plan worked.
You mean the top-level government guy's plan, but it didn't work for the thousands of people who perished.
Thousands?
Yeah.
Yeah, tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
I don't know how many people died from the U.S. in World War
II. I don't really
care
with the number of United States citizens that died in World War II. I think that that's a superfluous number. The idea that one is born on a particular plot of land somehow makes one's life worth more is wrong to me.
I agree with you there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to the phones. You can take control here. Yaya is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hey, Yaya. You are on the air, going once. Yaya, going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he fell asleep. Maybe he was there. Yaya?
Yeah, how are you doing?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that supposed pyramids were used as portals and not as graves as many people think they were. They are parts where they did bury some people, but those big old things was not big old graves. It could have been portals, and that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Talking about the Mayans, a little muffled there, talking about the Mayan buildings that they built, suggesting they were portals.
There was an interesting, I saw a Facebook meme that showed, like, you know, several different pyramids and the sort of opening and how they looked almost identical in just entirely different places around the world.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Jesus?
Maybe it's aliens, Mark. How about that one?
Well,
you ever seen Stargate?
Yeah.
You seen Stargate?
No.
You should see Stargate. It's a good movie. Let's go to Jameson. He's in Northern Virginia listening on XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Jameson.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
You guys are killing it. You're mentioning everything that is I think, inadvertently is tied together. There was, I watched so much TV, probably too much, but there was a theologist, and ironically, he's an atheist, that was a professor for Harvard. And one of the things that he was mentioning was that governments or societies control civilization in two ways. One through religion, and the other through control of information. During World War II, and back before World War II, 1939, we had been trying to crack their codes for a long period of time. We finally did it. And it's not a secret that there was a colonel actually wrote a memoir about it, about how we were warned about Pearl Harbor. Before Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt, who wanted to pay back the debts from the Depression with France and with England, didn't have much support for at the time what they called the European Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The day after Pearl Harbor, consequently, it was overwhelming. People were buying U.S. bonds left and right and, you know, total buy-in. Now, you go look at 9/11, even before 9/11, the administration was talking about Iraq and so on and so forth. No one really was all on board for going to Iraq. It was just talk and white noise, and no one really wanted to do it. We had already been there, done that. What happened the day after 9/11?
Well, everybody was excited, and if they would have offered war bonds, people certainly would have bought them. But if you'll recall, George Bush told the American public to go shopping.
Exactly, you know, and so I think that the control of information definitely controls society. The control of religion, the largest organization and the wealthiest organization out of all organizations in the world, is the Roman Church.
I've heard that. I don't know if it's still the truth, but, they've probably got some competitors on the way.
Jameson, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-453. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find waiting for you there. They include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them for you. Maybe you're somebody who unfortunately only is able to listen to this program on your local radio station on Saturday nights. Well, you need to know we do this thing 7 nights per week, and all of the archives going back for years are available for you for free at freetalklive.com. Last 7 days worth right there at the top of the site. Then just click into the archive section to go back for years worth of the show. In addition, you can grab Free Talk Live and Mark's Edgington Post podcast through our SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or if you're already on our website, you can just look over on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share for the SoundCloud link. So that gets you access to years worth of the show, plus Edgington Post. And SoundCloud's got an easy share button on every one of the episodes that you'll see there to make it very simple for you to share Free Talk Live on your favorite social networking site, like Twitter or Facebook. So go to freetalklive.com and grab up as many archives as you would like.
Have you ever wanted to take some kind of complaint to court, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney, written by an attorney who says he wants to protect you from people in his profession. It teaches you how to use the court's rules. And until you know how to use the court's rules, you're not going to win. You're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters, in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, courts all over the world that use the English common law system. This is the new and improved jurisdictionary course, HowToWinInCourt.com. It's written so that the average eighth grader could learn it over the weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, buy the course. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. When you're done, they'll give you a free an included honorary degree of Juris Doctor. It's HowToWinInCourt.com.
Back to the phones and the fun. Let's go to Mike in New York, listening via XM's Extreme Talk. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, just wanted to get back to your points on Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Wouldn't you call what they were doing, goading is sort of a loaded word, wouldn't you call what they were doing as non-military sanctions to try and change what they saw as inhumane behavior?
Do you think that sanctions are acts of war, too? I mean, don't you think that?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Mike?
Mike?
Mike in New York? I'll tell you what, we'll put Mike on hold here. Maybe our board op can jump on the line with him. Maybe a cell phone went bad or something like that. But what you're getting at, Mark, is if the action of a country is to put sanctions, a country's government is to put sanctions on another country, the translation to that means the people there are starving in some cases, like depending on which country we're talking about.
Right.
But to prevent food and oil and other supplies from reaching the people of those countries.
Sanction sounds like a really nice way not to get involved in the problem. Okay, it's the compromise. You know, we could do nothing. We could go to war. The middle-of-the-road thing seems to be sanctions. Let's not forget that a million people...
finish your thought. I might
a million people in Iraq died under the sanctions. You know, hundreds of thousands of children died under those sanctions.
Mike, I think we have you back. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. I'm just wondering what you feel the alternative would have been if to do nothing in World War II, I'm led to believe that all of Asia and all of Europe would have been overrun by fascism. And imagine the children and helpless that would have been killed in that instance. And
well,
brutally through starvation and other methods.
So first off, the United States didn't declare war on Hitler until Hitler declared war here. So war on the United States. So apparently, the United States didn't care about that and didn't work on sanctions in that way. So that there was no point there as far as that goes. As far as the sanctions go, Europe was doing fine. Hitler could have never beaten the English Navy. No way. Also, Hitler had two fronts. He had an east the Ost Front and the West Front. And there's no way he could have fought both of those wars. If he had decided to go one way or the other, I suppose he could have. But all one had to do was read Mein Kampf to realize all he wanted to do was go east. He let everybody know 15 years beforehand what his intentions were. Was he crazy? Was he a megalomaniac? Yeah, he was both of those things. What happened in China? I mean, what happened with Mao? I mean, he went and took over that whole giant country. Why is it that defeating Japan was somehow superior to having failed to defeat Mao?
Right, so we saved the world for fascism, but instead, or from fascism, but instead
had
socialism. You know what, Mike, here's my answer to your question. What should have been done instead of, what they did do, which was go to war? How about leave each individual in this country to make their own decision on how to get involved? maybe some people, like myself, may not have found, you know, I'm a non-interventionist all the way. I would have, you know, just, hey, I'm sorry that's happening to you. I'm not going to take sides. But maybe some people felt really strongly about one side or the other, in which case they should have been free to send whatever aid that they want to, whatever weapons or money or food that they want to whichever side. Maybe they themselves could go and volunteer to join whichever military over there that they felt they wanted to support, and let each individual decide, rather than the federal government making a decision for everybody. How about that?
Well, I think it's a moral obligation of a free government and free peoples to help those that can't help themselves.
Well, let me ask you this. If I've got to pay for that military that goes and helps these free people, then how am I free? If I'm obligated, how am I free?
And how's that moral, by the way, to obligate me to do something against my will? Sorry, that was a bunch of questions.
That was several. Well, first of all, as a non-interventionist, does that mean that you, if you saw someone being mugged on the street, would say, oh, I don't want to be involved in that? I wonder if someone may come along who will make that choice.
That's apples to oranges. It's a good question, but it's apples to oranges. You were talking initially about an international conflict, and then you've narrowed it down to a human, individual level conflict. It's completely moral to make the individual decision to step in and help somebody whose life is in jeopardy on the street. What is immoral, sir, is to force me to pay to step in for some, you know, in some conflict internationally that I'm not interested in doing. The same way, it would be immoral for you to force me to step into a street fight.
Right.
As
you,
well.
You see a street fight and you shove me in to intervene.
And just so you're clear, you're the one who brought the argument to the individual. Earlier,
okay.
Where you said the
yeah, you, the individual, as in you should not be forced to do something against your will.
Right. And so as you brought it to the individual, I continued your discussion with the
So here's my answer. I'll answer the question for you. If I see a mugging going on the street, I'm going to pull up my cell phone and I'm going to begin recording it, and I'm going to make it very clear, and not just record it, I'm going to stream it live to the internet so that that audio and video recording cannot be erased by somebody. I'm going to explain to the people that I see there that, hey, I'm streaming this live to the internet. I hope you know that. Hey, what's your name? I'm going to start asking questions loudly from the side, and that's my intention, is I'm going to record it.
Well, some people, if you want, hang on, Mike. We can bring you back here in a moment. You can respond to that. 855-450-FREE. Continue your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away to you, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is available to you there. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. If you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, you got to get together with other people that think like you. The last guy that was on the phone, by the way, Mike, he dropped off. We'll continue the discussion, though, about that in a moment. But, you know, he suggested this is a free country. Well, no, it wasn't free back in the times of Pearl Harbor, and it's certainly not more free now. The government keeps getting bigger and more oppressive and more invasive and more expensive than it has ever been year after year. And you might be feeling a little bit hopeless about all that. You might be feeling like you hope that the world ends on the 21st because it seems like there's nothing you can do. And I can understand that. I used to feel that way, too. And it was really frustrating for me. And then I found out about the Free State Project. And then I realized that there was hope, because if we get people who love liberty together, the idea that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else, that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free. These are the foundational concepts behind what liberty really is. If you're one of those people that agrees with those ideas, and you're willing to do something about it, to do more than just quietly watch as evil is perpetrated on your fellow humans, if you want to step up and get active, go to freestateproject.org and learn about the Free State Project. I'm so proud to be here with other people who think like I do. I was out this morning at the unveiling of the Bearcat here in Keene, New Hampshire, which, for those that don't know, the Bearcat is a militaristic police assault vehicle that has been called a tank. It is basically a killing machine. It's got gun ports on the sides of it. It's got a mount for a machine gun turret on the top of it. I mean, this thing is an armored tank all the way, and it is a scary thing. And there are over 300 of these in use by police departments across the country, each of them granted by the Department of Homeland Security. So Keene, New Hampshire, population 23,000, got their own Bearcat today after much opposition by the public. The city council went ahead and did it anyway because they don't don't care what the public thinks. So me and a number of my friends, liberty activist friends from the Free State Project and locals, New Hampshire natives as well, came out today. There were at least 13 liberty-oriented people there protesting the Bearcat, and probably another five or six folks from the Occupy Peace movement here in Keene. So altogether, we had about 20 folks that came out to oppose this thing. Lots of signs like "Thanks, but no tanks." And this was bright and early. We're talking about 8:40, 8:50 in the morning is when we showed up. And you know, the media was there. We were all many of us were interviewed by various members of the media, and we got to show that we're still here and we haven't forgotten about the Bearcat, and that we still oppose the militarization of the police. It was a great event, but I wouldn't have been able to do it in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from. It's where I'm from originally. There's no way. We didn't even have 13 activists in Sarasota, Florida, and the population there is, 10 times as much, the general population. So there's no doubt the Free State Project is working. There's also a lot of political success that's been happening here as well, and there's only 1,100 people here. We're still in the early mover stage of this thing. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. Now, as I said, Mike had dropped off the line there. I'm not sure what happened with this connection, but he had brought up a question or an issue, Mark, that you wanted to address first.
Right, and I think it's a great question, what Mike said. Is he brought it down from the international scope to the individual.
We were talking about World War II.
We did, in saying that you have no right to force me to go along with your plan, and that's what democracy is. 51%, or actually 50% plus one, telling 50% minus one what they've got to do. That's what democracy, what they call direct democracy, mm-hmm. does. And frankly, it's even worse when it comes to representative democracy, because then the elected officials can tell the rest of us what we have to do. So now, in the case of World War II, there was a lot of sentiment for going to war against Japan because they had attacked a portion of the United States, a protectorate. Now, consider Hawaii was not a state at the time. Also, Hawaii was taken over in a coup about 60 years prior to that, and there's a lot of people in Hawaii that would like the Howleys to just go ahead and leave. So, there's all these dynamics that are going on there in that area. But he asked about, well, what would we do if we saw an individual on the street who was being mugged? Well, that already sets the narrative, and that's what it's all about in these circumstances. It's who gets to tell the story. In our case, it's the bad, bad Japanese were doing things to the Chinese. Now, I don't know the specifics as far as what the Chinese were doing to the Japanese either, but there was a war going on. Mm-hmm. Was it a war of aggression? I suppose it depends on how you interpret it. But a mugging is a specific thing. If I walk up on the street and I see two people fighting or something, one person holding a weapon on another person or whatever that case is, that's not a mugging necessarily. It's whatever it is. And I don't know. Maybe the person holding the weapon was being robbed by the person who is not holding a weapon, and he pulled a weapon in order to prevent himself from being robbed.
Could be.
Maybe that person, the person being beaten up had just stolen the wallet of the person who was beating him up. Or maybe he had slapped his girlfriend in the face and he just chased him down. I don't know what the circumstances are, and this is why one shouldn't pull out a .38 special and start plugging somebody who's winning a fight when you see it on the street. This is the suggestion is that you know what's going on, and I'll tell you, my friend, when you see violence occurring, whether it's on a national scale, a local scale, international scale, you don't know what the hell is going on.
Do you remember a story from years ago on this program, Mark, where there was some guy that intervened in a bar fight? He saw the bar fight happening, and then turned out the side upon which he had intervened.
He stopped this guy from getting basically killed by a mob. And the guy he stopped from being killed turned out to be a skinhead that was hated by the police.
Who had started the fight in the first place.
Started the ruckus in the first place. The police grabbed this guy up, and he had a terrible time in jail for several days.
But you're bringing reality into a discussion here, Mark. And
it is about stories and fantasy.
Right. And so let's just play with his little fantasy where you know exactly what's going on. It's a fight, and you've stumbled upon it.
But
and
how would you?
Well, I know that. I'm saying you're bringing reality into it. He's suggesting that you would have known what the exact situation was, and you could make a good decision about whether or not to get involved. Ultimately, that's not where we should be focusing our, discussion here, I don't think. I think that the question is, what obligation do you have to do what somebody else would like you to do in this situation or forces you to do. Like you said, you know, you don't want to be pushed into a situation that, you know, that whether you know or not what's going on. Maybe you're a total pacifist. Maybe you're somebody who doesn't believe in violence as a solution to problems. But yet you're forced to, you know, to either go to war or to pay for war. Or in the case of the street fight, you would be pushed into a fight that you don't want to be involved in. That's not right from any aspect. Even if you know that somebody innocent is being harmed in that that fight, to put another innocent person into that without their consent, that's immoral. And he was talking about morality. He said that, you know, wouldn't it be immoral, essentially, to do nothing in these circumstances? And for some people, it would be immoral to do something.
Well, I don't know how it could be immoral to... I don't think morals are something that are, you know, fluid. They're universal. And what is immoral is to force somebody to do something that they don't want to do, that they haven't done anything to you. You don't get to just do that. That's immoral. It is not immoral to stand by and do nothing because you cannot know what the story is in any given situation. So, no, the answer is getting involved, choosing to not get involved is not immoral.
855-450-FREE. Jim's on the line, listening in Atlanta. Jim, you're listening in Atlanta to WNIS out of Virginia?
No, I'm listening online, fellas, to WNIS.
Okay. Excellent, sir. Go ahead.
In Tune Radio on my phone.
Tune in radio.
Tune in radio, yeah. Listen, fellas, I'm a retired United States Marine. I was in for 20 years, had 7 combat tours, okay? 3 of them were in Afghanistan, 2 were in Iraq. Now, I'm listening to your intellectual discussion, and if it had been, you know, 10 years into my career, I would have had a whole different opinion from what I have now.
I want to hear your opinion now, Jim. Stand by. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, and we will hear more from Jim, former Marine. I guess once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine, sort of. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement agreement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll free number is here for you at 855-453, and it's brought to you by Stakel CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Tell me about Stakel CAI, Mark.
Stakel CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you find the business of handling accounts receivable and collections to be arduous and vexing, Stakel CAI can handle it for you. One of their the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of the ideas of liberty and big supporter of the ideas of freedom and Free Talk Live as a result. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL, C-A-I.
All right. We continue with you and your thoughts, and don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there, create the content on the website. All the items you see as you scroll down the main page were submitted by listeners like you. So you actually get to control the content of our website, freetalklive.com. Jim is still with us, listening in Atlanta. Jim, you just barely got a chance to start your thoughts with us in the last segment, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them out. You were in the Marines, and you were saying something about how your view on things has changed in the last 10 years or so. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, not the last 10 years. I got out in 08. And I'll tell you, when I was in Afghanistan the first time for the initial invasion, you know, patriotic, post 9/11, we were in there to clear out people that wanted to harm our country. Understood, you know. Then from there, I went straight to Iraq, dealt with the Iraq situation. Now my last tour, 07 and 08 in Afghanistan. You know, you had a lot of people questioning why we were there 7 years after. And the answer to that to people, and you have to understand, I was a platoon sergeant in the 3rd Recon Battalion. So I was privy to information that other regular Marines or soldiers weren't. We operated with CIA up in the mountains a lot, did a lot of snatch stuff, all of that. And what became painfully obvious to me is that the CIA... the reason we were there is so that they could run their drugs.
Mm.
I mean, I don't... And this is,
when did that become obvious to you? I mean, what was it that made that obvious?
When you would see them loading opium on C-5 and C-17 transports, and those things carry main battle tanks, okay? That's how big these planes are. And they're packed from nose to tail with opium.
What are they doing with that?
I'd say that's pretty obvious.
What are they doing with that opium?
Those planes don't land in France or Canada or Costa Rica. They land back in the United States. What are they doing with all that opium?
I don't know.
CIA, and it constantly.
How can I get some is what I want to know.
What do you want that for? It's shocking. And, you know, all you have to do is go online and do a Google search for
there you go.
Soldier guarding poppy fields, and you will find picture after picture after picture of this. Now, I cannot confirm or deny what you say, but you sound like a guy who might know what they're talking about in this circumstance, and I've certainly heard these allegations in the past.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, you know, let's flash back. I mean, since you were a Marine, Jim, I presume you're familiar with Smedley Butler?
Absolutely. One of my heroes.
Of course, he wrote War is a Racket after realizing, you know, coming to a similar realization that he was nothing more than a hired thug to do the bidding of the government people and their contractor buddies.
His words, not
General
ours.
General Butler was involved in the wars in Central and South America, and that was exactly his deduction. With regard, though, to what's going on in Afghanistan, you know, you guys are talking about... Do you have a moral responsibility to support a war, pay for it as a taxpayer? Not when it's so the CIA can bring dope back to our country and turn our kids into dope addicts.
Well, no, it's never a moral responsibility. I just don't support war.
That certainly doesn't make it very savory.
Right. I just don't support war, period, because of all the horrific things that go on. And I think that each individual should be free to support or not support wars. But
certainly.
Forcing people.
But someone that saw it firsthand. Someone that saw it firsthand, at least our involvement in Afghanistan, completely immoral. And I would say that a citizen of the United States that did not support our involvement in Afghanistan would have every right to hold that opinion. And that's someone who was over there fighting it.
Did you ever say anything to the CIA members? I mean, did you just have to quietly watch? And what was your level of speaking out or questioning or anything like that?
When you are an enlisted United States Marine, you have to understand what the definition of discipline is. Discipline is instant willing obedience to orders. And it has to be that way. CIA, are they directly part of your chain of command? No. But strategically, they're part of the war effort. You don't question it. And as a former Marine, if I would hear of Marines questioning it, they're in uniform, I would be highly critical of them. When you become a private citizen, you again, at that point, you regain your First Amendment rights to speak your mind. In uniform, no United States Marine would ever say things like that because it would hinder the war effort, it would break the chain of command and all of that. And
how did you know? When you were watching these things happen, Jim, when you were watching these things happen, how did you know that they were loading opium onto that plane? Like, I mean, presumably they would have been wrapped or you know, in boxes or bales or something like that. How did you know?
What you do is when you harvest the poppies, there's a certain time of year when they start, like, they drip like the liquid opium, okay? Mm-hmm. There would be a central point in Kandahar province where it would be staged prior to being packaged and put on to the transport. You could see it coming in on the truck. And not only did we guard the fields, not only were those fields off limits to JDAM, Joint Directed Air Munitions, but you would have Marines that would package it in shrink wrap to be put on the Air Force transport.
Wow, that's
crazy. That's how I know.
Amazing story, Jim. Thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE.
That's stunning.
What do you say to that?
You know, and I've heard these things over and over again. I can't make these allegations. I've never been in the military. When a guy calls in and says those things, he sounds as legit. I mean, did you hear what he said about a Marine in uniform questioning orders? That sounds like somebody who's had that beat into their head for 17 years or however long he was in.
He's got the lingo down and...
It doesn't sound to me like somebody's making it up.
It wouldn't have been the first time. You know, there were people in the military involved in smuggling heroin over from, you know, the Vietnam.
Well, they've been saying for years that the CIA's running drugs.
Yeah.
For years. And, you know, it's a bit of a conspiracy theory, but I don't think the average American citizen refers to Kandahar province.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they would, you know, have the nomenclature, the verbiage to do that. So if this is a cranker, he's a darn good cranker, and I just don't believe he is.
No, I believe every word he said. 855-453.
He knows how poppies work.
1-855-450-3733. Let's continue. We've got Mary listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Mary.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling to give basically an update. I called in probably within the first week after it happened back in May. I'm Marion, Michigan. I did post on Free Talk Live, and back in May, I was assaulted by police officers when I was trying to pay a ticket and a driver's license reinstatement fee, $145 in $1 bills.
Mm, okay.
And those bills did have some markings on them, but they were still legal tender. I was threatened with arrest for trespassing. The paperwork, they wrote me up for disorderly conduct. And then the amended felony complaint of the misdemeanor was changed to disturbing the peace. So the misdemeanor is disturbing the peace, and the felony is peel assault slash resist slash obstruct. I just had the jury trial for that on the 29th and 30th of November, and now I'm going to be sentenced on January 14th.
They found you guilty.
They found me guilty of Twelve of my quote-unquote peers felt it was necessary to label me a felon for the rest of my life, and felt I, you know, pretty much got what was coming to me for, you know, for going in there and causing contention. I mean, that was the prosecutor's whole case is that, you know, basically I was in there to cause problems and.
Right. How dare you go in and protest the ridiculous fines that people are forced day in and day out to pay by paying in $1 bills and making a bit of noise about it? How dare you? You know, why don't you just shut up, Mary, and go along with the program like the rest of us do and just obey?
Yeah, and I think that's the mentality that a lot of those jurors had because, I mean, the trial was Thursday and Friday. So, I mean, it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they're going back there to deliberate. And, of course, they all want to agree. They want to go home to their families.
They want to go home.
They're all forced to be there as well. And it's just ridiculous.
Which charge was the felony again?
Obstruction.
They're charging me with a felony, yes.
Obstructing justice is a felony? That's crazy. I'll tell you what. If you want, hang on. I'd like to hear a little bit more about your story. And I appreciate you calling with the update. So stand by. We'll bring you back after the news here in hour number 3, 855-453. You can bring up anything you want. Take control. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.